Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, throwing it down. The Friday Night Free Show has begun. A wild week it has been, and unfortunately the wild week ends with more sadness and more tragedy as one of the great actors, of today passes away. And ironically enough, of course, Chadwick Boseman, of course, played Jackie Robinson in the great, great movie. For anybody that hasn't seen it, you must see it. A great movie, passes away, plays Jackie Robinson. And was in a Black Panther and, you know, played James Brown and, you know, Draft Day, and, you know, great actor, and plays Jackie Robinson and dies on Jackie Robinson Day. Like, really? Like, you know, 2020 can go to hell. And you know what? People say that this is the worst year ever. I don't know. It's pretty damn bad, but the year 536 was pretty bad. The year 536, there was a massive volcano eruption in Iceland that was so big that basically it blocked the sun for nearly 2 years. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It killed everything. Like, basically, it killed everything. Nothing grew. All the birds died. Nothing flew. Like, it basically wiped everything out in the year 536. So things sucked in 536. 536 is a pretty bad year. 1406, pretty bad year as well. 1406, nasty plague and stuff, basically killed everybody. There wasn't as many people around, but basically killed everybody. Things were real bad in 1406. 1918, you know, millions dead. Spanish flu, World War II, millions dead. Germany, Hitler, and all that type of stuff. And then you got 2020, rapidly climbing the charts. And 2020 just keeps on coming. We do have sports coming back. Fortunately, the National Basketball Association will tip off. At least I think they will. Imagine they walk off the court again. All hell will really break loose. NHL is back. Jackie Robinson Day. Big man on campus. We got some AFL picks. Sports Rage Late Night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night continues. I am Morenci. A Friday Night Freak Show. As we step up and in, a crazy week. Very, very, you know, more than just a crazy week, actually. And I think, you know, it's good. We need a couple of days to sort of absorb everything that's happened over the last couple of days. And listen, you know, this is not for the bumper sticker crowd. This is not for the low-hanging fruit crowd. But listen, I've been around a while, and you know, at the time, like, it's amazing. Like, people just think, like, you know, oh, the game isn't on, and somehow it inconveniences your life. Yet this has been one of the most historic, if not the most historic week, really, in sports and sports activism, basically ever. And, like, you know, you got to stop and listen. That's the whole point that they're getting at. At some point, you got to stop and listen. And, you know, most people aren't. People are ignorant. People that are racist are going to remain racist, whether people play sports, hockey, baseball game, basketball, whatever. Like, it's not going to change. But it's sort of like they say about, like, independent voters, right, who actually are real morons. I always love that, independent. If you're an independent voter, if they're, like, undecided, not independent, but undecided voters, you're undecided, like, days before an election, like, after years of, like, seeing people, then you're just a moron. But, like, I'm saying, like, if you change the thought process of a couple of people, then something comes from it. And listen, we had a long discussion about this with Steve Merrill. And you know, you look, and even Merrill said, you know what? Positive does come from this stuff. And Merrill is on the other side of the equation, right? And even he said, you know what? Change does happen from extreme protest. And you know what? The NBA players got quite a bit accomplished over the last couple of days. They got every one of their owners who will, a hell of a, not all, you know, NBA is more left than right, but they got their owners to give up their arenas to for voting stations. They're going to donate money to get, you know, black entrepreneurs into politics. You know, so something actually has come from the last couple of days. Been a historic run. It really has been, for if you step back and sort of absorb everything that's taken in, a hell of a long way from Kaepernick taking a knee. I'll tell you that much. But we've got games to play and money to be made. Let's get it done. Although, I tell you what, we crushed the baseball board tonight. But sad night tonight. Let's bring in Big Man on campus. And Big Man, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if it's just me, but the, like, black entertainers seem to die. At, like, you know, it's like not only do they get shot by cops more, but they seem to die. Like entertainers seem to die more. It's crazy. Like, especially, like, you know, you look at Chadwick, and I'll admit, and I'm kind of naive here, I guess, but I only see certain movies and stuff, and I don't have a lot of time, but I've never seen the movie Black Panther. I have seen Jackie Robinson because I'm a big Jackie Robinson fan. So I never seen the James Brown movie. So I never even realized how deep of an actor this guy is. But, you know, buddies with Oladipo, NBA players love this guy. Very empowering to the black community, this actor. And then he dies today on Jackie Robinson Day, Big Man. You can't make this crap up.
Yeah, it's definitely very, very odd to see that. I mean, obviously, him dying is terrible and sad. And, you know, it's just a continuing bad news. I mean, it seems like every day it's more bad news and more bad news. You've got to wonder. Look, Gabe, I pray for anyone out there. I luckily don't have any, you know, mental kind of issues or anything like that. And I can kind of get through things a lot of the time. You know, my life isn't as bad sometimes as I feel like I want it to be or think it is. But if you're struggling, I mean, I hope you go out and get help, because you could really go crazy in a world that we live in anymore with all the terrible news we hear. And it really sucks. I mean, you got to wonder, will there ever be any good news?
You know, and I do take, I, you know, I don't mock people with depression issues or mental illnesses, et cetera. But, you know, in the past, we all live in that, like, all right, listen, it's a tough world. We got to suck it up. But
right
now, as you see, you're right. Like, I can understand. I mean, people have lost their livelihoods, their businesses, their families, like, you know what I mean? Like money and just like, you know, illness, death, depression. It just, I can totally get it. Like, it's not great. But as you stated, things are what you make it, right? And as bad as things are, like really, and I saw a picture of Chadwick and Kobe together, and my eyes started to water up a bit. I'm like, dear God, man. I looked at it, and I was like, so much success and achievement and inspiration in that picture, but it makes you realize, like, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, man. Like, you know, white, black, rich, Chinese, Asian, Mexican, whatever, rich, poor. Our time here is not promised to anyone, big man, right? And there's two ways of going about things. You could be full of hate like these losers on the internet and trolls and waste their life just hating people and never doing anything in their own life. And I'm not talking about making money, even just being like, just being happy. You're not here for a long time, people. Like, you know, it could be taken away. We all just sort of assume, wow, you know, like, no one chooses when to die, right? Like, it doesn't work that way. Like, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Kobe, an Academy Award winner, or a junkie on the street right now, sitting in an alley, man. It's a cold world, big man. It is tough, but I like what you said. I know, I see, you know what? You do tell people on Twitter even, hey, if you want to talk, and that's a bigger man to me, because I'm at the point where I'm like, ah, just screw off. I'm starting to hate society. you tell people, hey, if you want to talk, I'm here for you, and I respect that in you.
Well, look, I mean, I have my own, you know, run-ins with people on the internet. I mean, obviously, I give what I get and vice versa. But, yeah, look, I mean, I'm always there if someone needs to talk, if anyone needs help with things. Look, if you need groceries for your kids, you contact me. I'll make sure you get money. I don't want to see anybody have trouble. And I know right now there's a lot of sad things going on in our world. And, you know, you just hope sooner or later, you know. I was saying this to someone last night. I know all this stuff that happens, and I'm not talking about people that pass away, but like all this stuff that's going on right now, it's all driven by one thing, and that one thing is on November 3rd. And I wish you could just fast forward and get to it and get it over with. Either do it or don't, and let's just elect who's going to be elected, and let's just move on, because I'm ready for something.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You know, I'm just sick of waking up and seeing the same things every day.
That is going to be a defining day. It is, and man, 2020, dude, it's like a horror movie where basically it's already been like, wow, this is pretty devastating. And
it could get a lot more terrifying, though.
That's what I'm telling you, bro. The final act. You know, there was a movie, The Mandarin. Yeah, it was one of those Marvel movies, The Mandarin, right? With like the terrorist dude. And exactly what he said. He goes, oh, you think bads are not? He goes, you haven't seen our final plan act yet. Like, this is nothing. And it's the same thing. Like, 2020, dude, there's still 126 days left in this stupid year. Think about that.
It's
126
terrifying.
Days. You know how much stuff can happen? Think about, like, just these weeks and months, bro. Like, how it feels like years. You know what I mean? Like, year feels like been a decade.
I was just going to say that. I feel like... I feel like New Year's Day was, like, 6 years ago. Like,
doesn't it feel like the first shutdown?
Yeah.
Like, when we're all stuck in our places, like, those first days in New York, Jersey, and stuff?
Yeah, it feels like 10 years ago.
That was years ago. I was like, remember the quarantine in New York City, man? Like, wow. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, what, you mean 3 months ago? You mean 3 months ago?
It's crazy.
Like, it's whack, crazy. Bro. It's crazy. And, well, you know what? Sports have become something bigger right now. To say, well, it's a distraction, it's not. It's all one and the same right now. But the NBA is back. And you know what? I'll tell you what. The Oklahoma City Thunder, man, they had the Houston Rockets on the ropes. Now Russell Westbrook is back. What a big difference a couple of days make there, big man.
Yeah, they definitely do. I'm sure we get into this on the other side. I'm definitely interested in this game. This is one of the better series we've had. Some of them are going to kind of end tomorrow and we'll move on. But, yeah, this is a great series. It's going to be fun to get Westbrook back. I don't want to kind of go too deep because I know we got to go to the other side. But maybe we'll get into it when we get back, right?
Yeah, we're going to hit this, and we'll get into the Kyle Lowry situation. Kyle Lowry is listed as day-to-day, so in other words, he's playing. Kyle Lowry would play if there was a bullet in his foot, right? Sports Rage Late Night. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Visit today.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night continues. I got to talk even faster than usual tonight. We got a lot of stuff to cram in here. You know, listen, it is what it is, man. It's 2020. It's like every Major League Baseball game out there. Delayed, rain, coronavirus, COVID. You know what else in baseball you notice? You notice all these doubleheaders? They're all sweeps, man. Like, really, the Pirates sweep, like the Pirates swept the Cardinals yesterday. Another sweep, the Mets swept the New York Yankees tonight. But let's get into the basketball right now. We'll go rapid fire through these games. Big man on campus kicking with us on the late night hours on a Friday night freak show. And shout out to our radio affiliates tonight joining us. So, big man, right before the protests began, I took the Orlando Magic plus 5 points in the first quarter, took them plus 14 in the game. And I went over 227. The game was never played. So I don't really see why I don't go back to the same bet that I liked, except it's just strange. I mean, Milwaukee's really in the middle of this emotionally. Does this inspire them? I don't really think it can help them, actually. Just I think they are heavy-hearted right now and involved. I don't know. It's a weird game, but getting 13.5 points, I don't know. It's a weird game. What's your take on this one?
It is a weird game. You have the it's three tough. Wins by the Bucks have come. Yeah, they've come by 15, 15, 14. You got a number
the games were closer than the final scores, big man. Like, you saw that game the other night.
Exactly.
Orlando was in it.
Sure. And if not for crazy fouls at the end of the game that they didn't need, it would have been a number they would have probably connected on. But, you know, the problem that I've seen with the Magic is they just haven't gotten much outside of Vucevic. I mean, Terrence Ross has been poor. You look at their guard play. They've shot, I think, like 35% combined from the field. They just haven't gotten much. And somehow they're right in these games. I just wonder, we saw what happened in game one when everyone contributed. For all we can say about the Magic, Clifford's team plays tough. They always play to the end. And I have to feel like they have some pride here that they stuck around and, you know, they wanted to play the other night. Obviously everything kind of got away and everyone kind of decided not to play, but I'm willing to think they can hang around. I wouldn't lay 14 here, put it that way. I would only take it if I'm going to play it, just because I don't think the Bucks
night,
really have blow up potential.
But listen, you said it the other day, Orlando's won a game. Like, they're not just like about to get swept. Like, I think they have more. I think they got more fight in than people realize. And plus, they live in Orlando. So it's not like they're dying to get out of the bubble, whatever. They get out of the bubble, they drive a block down the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like they're I'm desperate to get home and stuff. It's like, yeah, whatever. I live here. Like, I'll be home, you know, whatever. So it's a different dynamic. Like I said, I don't think they roll over. Obviously, it can always get away from them if the Bucks hit a million threes and stuff. But you know, from what I've seen, man, Orlando are playing with them. It's a lot of points. And let's be real, guys. We've never, ever, no one's ever been in a position in the middle of a pandemic coming off an NBA player boycott before. First game back. there's no ATS trends for this one, big man.
Exactly. There aren't. And I think one thing that I would kind of fall back on if I'm a Magic backer here, you know, you really haven't gotten much out of the guard play, and still they've hit 17 and 18 threes over the last two games. So they can hang in games because they make threes. I think if you get just a little bit more out of the guards, I think they'll hang around and cover. But I would want 14 if I'm going to bet this.
I am an Evan Fournier fan, but, man, he's missed a lot of shots. Like, even layups. Like, he'll make a nice play, get in the paint, yeah, and two draw alone, and you just miss the putback. It's like, come on, bro. You're playing the Bucks. You can't leave these points on the court. So Russell Westbrook is back. You go on.
Real quick, it would have been an interesting series if Aaron Gordon would have played. I would have liked to have seen the series. I think he could have did a little bit more against Giannis, and who knows where we are.
So Oklahoma City, I've been riding them. Took them in the last two games. I've taken them in every game, actually. So they're back in it. But I think they're sort of hurt by this mini delay, right? They had the momentum. And, you know, momentum is fleeting in hockey, but basketball, it is there a little bit more. Like, they started to figure some things out, right? They went smaller. They had Adams in earlier in games. They take him out. Donovan started to figure some things out as far as his rotation, what was working. Plus, Harden was getting tired, right? Harden's been carrying the load. They're a thin as far as depth. They only play like seven guys, big man. And it was catching up to them. Now they get a couple of more days off. And, oh, yeah, they get the explosive Russell Westbrook back, who is like 100% too. Like, so he's going to bring a dynamic. You know, he's not a great shooter, but he can get it to the paint. He's going to, you know, it's just, it's a big addition here in a series that's already been razor tight and close. The odds makers clearly like Westbrook coming back. They made the number five. Pretty crazy. Like, these games are all 1.5 all the time, or 3, 2.5, 3, 1.5. Now we got 5 with Westbrook back. Is it an overreaction in your opinion?
Yeah, Russell Westbrook, I'm not willing to give him 2 points, especially with, when you look at their rating with him on the court, they're actually worse with him on the court. I will say this, though. It was pretty evident in games 3 and 4 that the Rockets can't stop the Thunder. When they go to the small ball lineup, which it seems like Billy Donovan is basically committed to.
It's Dennis Schroeder. He's killing them.
He's
just getting to the paint at will, bro. 26 points a game. Alexander hitting threes.
Yeah, he's a lot like Lou Williams. They're both great scorers. I love both of them. And, yeah, you look at Westbrook, I think he's only going to add to the pace. You know, they pay at a much higher pace when he's on the court. I think there's a lot more possessions when he's out there. And I look at this total, I think it's kind of where I'd want it to be, and I'd take a shot with it. But I'm on with you. I think 5's too many. I wouldn't give Russell Westbrook 2 points here, especially it's been pretty evident without Clint Capella. The Rockets have trouble with penetration, and they're so reliant on the three, Gabe, where totals become kind of irritating because the variance is so there with their threes where they're either on or off. I'm willing to think the Thunder have figured them out a little bit, and Billy Donovan's done a nice job the last two games. I'll ride the hot hand here. I think it was good for them to get a little bit of rest here. Fatigue's always an issue. I'm gonna grab the 5 here. I think it's too many points. It comes down to the wire.
I think it's a high-scoring game as well. So do the odds maker. It's 227, higher than the other totals. There will be a faster tempo. And the thing is, I'm probably a bigger Westbrook fan than you are, but I do like Westbrook. But at the same point in time, chemistry is big in basketball, and it's not easy. I don't care who you are, even if you're James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and the Houston Rockets. These guys have been playing a bunch of games without him, and now suddenly he's on the court. It changes the dynamic here, and sometimes it takes teams a little while. I mean, I remember last year, Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard, it was February, and like they were like throwing the ball out of bounds when they would pass each other, like they were running into each other on defense. And, you know, it took a while, like, because they were always hurt. They didn't play a lot together. But I think it's a little bit of overreaction as well, up to 5. I respect Westbrook. I think Houston could win this basketball game. But suddenly now 5? Come on. You know, either way, even Westbrook, this thing's going to be close. Anyone that's watched this series sees how, like, bloody close these games are. Portland, whatever. They're out of gas. Lillard's left the bubble. And it's not that he abandoned them, but he dislocated his finger, which was one thing. But now he's got a bad knee. and he needed medical attention that he couldn't get in the bubble. So, yeah, and he's done for the year either way because of the knee. So he left the bubble, and they're on the ropes right now. I think Orlando has a little more fight in them more than Portland. I think the Lakers could deliver a knockout punch here. But then you get the dynamic of LeBron didn't even want to stay in the bubble. He was willing to shut it down. I don't know. It's another weird game, big man, here. I like this middle one the best, like you. That's the game of the day. Well, what's your take on the Laker-Blazer game? I think it could. I think it's one of these deals where Portland sort of hang around early. McCollum's hitting a bunch of shots and stuff. And then the Lakers just light it up. I like the over, big man, at 223. I can see the Lakers running them out with a ton of points.
I didn't understand this total the other night, and I obviously still don't understand it now. It's pretty evident the Lakers have figured out how to score. I mean, they scored a ton the other night. And you look at the Trailblazers. I mean, Damian Lillard only played, you know, he only scored 11 points the other night. They scored 115. So they scored 104 without him. You look at this total. I mean, it's safe to say that the Lakers could probably touch 125 here. I mean, Portland is a horrible defensive team.
I was thinking, aren't the Lakers like an automatic buck 18, buck 21? I mean, come on. Like, can't you see the score? 121, 104, 107 or something, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking like 127, 106 or something. I think they can, you know, you look at their second unit in that game the other night. The second unit for the Lakers was very good. I mean, Caldwell Pope, Dwight Howard, Kuzma, they got
and
a lot
Portland
from that
won't
bench
play
the other D, night.
Man. Portland's just going to say, whatever, guys, just go out there and shoot. Bomb threes, whatever happens, happens, right? We'll try to shoot them out of the gym. Like, that's what they're going to say. And they will hit shots.
You got two good benches here. I'm all over the over here. I thought it was low the other night, and I still think it's low here. LeBron's going to – they're going to probably close this game out early, and it's just going to be coasting in the second half where it's back and forth. Let's just, you know, shoot and score.
Yeah, I agree. Big man on campus kicking it with us. The Boston Celtics, although I heard a little bit of a weird click. Do we still have big man?
I'm here.
There you are. Good. All right. I don't know. It's been 2020. It's been one of those nights tonight. We've had some weird things happen in Master Control. So I heard like a weird click. Boston and Toronto, whatever. You know, the lack of respect for the Toronto Raptors, that theme just continues. And the Raptors are only 2-point favorites. The Raptors are better than the defending champions. They were better than the Celtics in the regular season, even though Boston has beaten them 3 of the last 4 times they played. And you look at the Raptors, they had the hardest schedule in the bubble, literally and figuratively. They had the hardest schedule in the bubble. They ended up going 7-1, or 6-2, excuse me, 6-2. And here they are laying 2 points right now. Kyle Lowry listed as day-to-day, but Kyle Lowry's expected to play. Behind the scenes, they're expecting him to play, and they're laying 2 points. I do respect Boston. I'm not writing them off. I think it could be a hell of a series, a battle. Like I said, Boston, a battle, Toronto strong. We'll get big man on campus to take on the other side. We're going to squeeze in some AFL picks for the late-night D-Gens. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
All right, 844-843-6879. We'll get to the pipelines in a couple of minutes here. Crazy Friday Night Freak Show. Big man on campus kicking it with us. Time just going by way too fast. It's like the real world. All right, big man. So let's go rapid fire here, buddy. So the Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics. Raptors are laying 2. Raptors are like -142 series favorites. And like I said, Boston... whatever, man. Boston beat them on Christmas Day. The Raptors beat them a couple of days later. Boston beat them in the bubble, but the Raptors rested people and they're already clinched the second seed. to me, it's just more lack of respect for the Toronto Raptors. And I'll gladly, it's 2 points, whatever, man. I'll lay the 128 on the money line or whatever. It was 1.5, it's up to 2. And trust me, Kyle Lowry will play big, man. What's your take on the game and series?
Yeah, I mean, they were 12-2 this year without Kyle Lowry, though, on the court. So, yeah, that bodes well if he's not fully healthy. But, you know, I'm interested in Siakam. You know, he hasn't played real well in his career against the Boston Celtics, even back into last year. But, look, I like Toronto. I think they're deep. I think they're strong. I love their bench. I think Lowry, obviously, is one of the differences. And I think defensively, I really like what Toronto does. I just worry about some games when Boston gets hot because, as we both know, both teams can get hot and both teams are not great against the three. But I think it's a hard-fought series. I think whoever wins it's going to go 6 or 7. I'm excited for it. It's a good old Eastern Conference series, great defense, probably low tempo, you know, not a lot of possession type of game. I think there's a game here that probably is, you know, 102-97 or something. It's going to be a fun series. Real Titans defensive battle.
It will be. They're going to be close game. No one's blowing anybody out in these games. And I don't take, as a Toronto Raptor fan, I don't take the Boston Celtics for granted. Trust me, I do think they're getting, I think the line should be different, but there's, you know, two things can be at the same time. But I like the Raptors series price as well. It'll be a battle. I think the Raptors win in 6. That pays plus 420. All right, quickly, big man. We got the Clippers. Mavericks are getting 10. Porzingis is out. They're laying 10. Total 238.5. And we talked about Houston and Oklahoma City being probably the coolest game on the board there. I think Raptors and Boston's real cool. But Denver and Utah has been a real fun series the whole time. And now Denver back in it. Jamal Murray's putting on a shooting clinic. Jokic went off the other night. They're down. They know, hey, we win one more game. Then suddenly there's game 7. And I almost get the feeling that's the way that it's going. I mean, Utah with Mitchell, we're lighting it up early. But sort of like Oklahoma City, Denver sort of found something as well. It's been a fun series. Who do you like in that one? Or at least tentatively, because I know it's still a ways away. So I won't put you on the hot seat. But what do you think?
I don't like anybody. I'll keep betting the over here. These are two wretched defensive teams. Gabe, Michael Porter is the worst defender I've ever seen at this level. He is really
bad. That's what I've told people. Everyone's like, oh, he's a star. I'm like, guys, you hit a couple of threes. Doesn't mean you're a star in the NBA. You know what I mean?
He's a total liability on the defensive end. Yeah, I would keep betting over here. Neither team can stop each other. They've been shooting it real well in this series. Bigs have gone back and forth. I mean, I'd just like to see Murray and Mitchell just play back and forth. It's been fun to watch. I'll be betting the game over as long as it's under 225.
I don't disagree with you. That's just sitting at 221 right now. Fair number. You know, I used to hover around 216, 217 earlier in the series. I think one game it might have been a 214.5. It's been higher scoring. Yeah, Utah are the highest scoring team in the bubble, actually. They're the best shooting team, too. Yep. Donovan Mitchell's averaging like 37 points a game.
Denver's the worst defensive team.
Yeah, like it's a combo. You're right. Like it's higher scoring than people realize. It's always great, big man. I wish we had more time, but we'll talk. I want to get into the college football stuff. Oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, there is a college football game tomorrow. Austin Peay and Central Arkansas for the real D-gens. Are you biting on that, big man?
I'm not sure that I will. I do know about those teams. You know, both teams have really good quarterbacks, particularly Central Arkansas. Braylon Smith is a good football player. Austin Peay has some coaching problems. Their coach got canned, and now they have a new coach. I will say, though, if you are betting this game, which I would recommend not, there is weather issues in Montgomery. You could have weather tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
That's why the total is so low. Okay, if you see the weather and you think you want to take a shot, I would bet the over because on a nice night in Montgomery, these two offenses will score. But it could be raining profusely down there. They have some weather issues.
They played last year. It was 24-16. And I'll tell you what, Austin Peay have a very good defense. They you can't run on these guys.
They do. They have two.
And Central Arkansas, likes to throw. Their quarterback's good, but it's really bad weather. So, like, I think it could be a sloppy, lower-scoring game. First game of the year, too. I'm leaning with the plus 5.5 in the under.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. Both teams don't really run the ball, and both teams have good run defenses. But, yeah, I'll wait for next week. I mean, that's when we kind of get some D1 games, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have something this year. We got some great conferences. I'm really looking forward to it. Plus, we got NFL game in 12 days.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be talking football. We'll speak on Sunday. Get ready, and I've been telling people, you want to get ready for college football? Start with the UAB Blazers. They're like the ESPN new team. They're on like every week. They're playing everybody. Big man, UAB, 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 baby. And in fact, Central Arkansas play
Bill
UAB
next
Thursday, ESPN. It's Central Arkansas. Because, guys, when ESPN was making their schedule, they needed football games, right? And they were like, who's playing? They're like, we'll play. All right, we're in. And basically, the UAB Blazers are really taking advantage. You're going to see all these Sun Belt teams, too. Like, Troy is going to be on TV all the time. 76-team playing. We got news from the Big Ten as well. Could be real cool. A second Rose Bowl, maybe. A lot of stuff. Big man, always a pleasure, my man.
Thanks, Gabe. Talk to you Sunday.
844-843-6879. We'll get to the AFL picks. We're going to be throwing it down at the red card. With one of our favorites, long time Rageaholic, goes back. You know, we've been doing the show for 18 years, and Chowder's been calling for 17 of them, if not 17 and a half, actually. But let's call it 17. Patriot Nation, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Clam Chowder steps up and in, ready for his farewell. His farewell at the red card. Going to throw it down at the red card. What's up, Clam Chowder?
Hey, Marvel Gabriel Morenzi, Vancouver Sports Rangers, don't miss tomorrow against the Canucks. My farewell ain't guaranteed. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, that's the thing, Chad. We got to ask you. You know, let's just be real, and I love you, but, you know, you've retired a few times now on his Chowder. Like, the night you got inducted into the Sports Rage Hall of Fame was your retirement night. There's been, like, you know, you've retired more times than Ozzy Osbourne or The Who.
Or Brett Favre. Yeah, I know. Everybody doesn't believe it, even my family, but my body believes it.
Even your own family doesn't believe you, you're saying.
Yeah, but my body believes me crazy.
Yeah. You know what? It's been a hell of a run, Chowder. And, you know, we see now the year 2020. It's all about the health, right? It's all about health, enjoying life. You know, we saw with the unfortunate passing of Chadwick Boseman that, you know, no one's here forever, man. 43 years old. You know, none of us are here forever, but it's been great, Chowder. Listen, we know we'll see you again in the future,
for sure.
but I understand you're retiring the Clam Chowder, like you're hanging up the costume, right? You're hanging them up, right? You're saying?
Yeah. And everything else. I gave the computer at my nephew. It's a drug. And I just want to start being myself. I'm going to be 60 next May 7th. And you know how the years are. You're 50 now, and you're not how it was when I first met you at the Epic Trophies.
Well, you know what? Well, if I was, I probably wouldn't still be here right now, right? So I don't think my liver wouldn't have been able to handle it, but... it's great stuff, Chowder. We'll see you at the red card Saturday. You got the UFC, Oklahoma City Thunder, Houston Rockets, Las Vegas, and the Vancouver Canucks. It's going to be off the hook. Of course, now with the COVID and the pandemic, like all places, you know, I mean, there's like patio seating and seating space limited, you know, capacity. Capacity is limited. But if you're in the area, you don't want to miss it. The legendary Clam Chowder in the house. And you know what? We don't get out, you know, well, we were out in San Francisco live, but especially now with this coronavirus, it's, you know, we used to do a lot of live shows. We like to get out there and we still do. We haven't shut things down, but, you know, like you said, Chowder, things are a little bit different now. But look, the last time we saw you, man, time flies. It's crazy because it actually feels like it was years ago, even though time flies. But you were there for the anniversary show, Studio 34, Midtown Manhattan. So it's great to see you,
yes,
Chowder.
Yes, yes.
We'll be kicking it at the red card. And before you go, we got to get to mix AFL picks here. But what's your prediction for your New England Patriots now that Tommy Boy's no longer there?
Hey, Cam Chowder Newton is going to be secret creamy sauce for my retirement. He's going to dedicate it. And today, I was on Homer Street. Dope.
Yeah, you're on Homer Street. Dope. And Clam Chowder also got attacked by a pack of seagulls. Well, not attacked, but Clam Chowder had a bag of Burger King Whoppers. And unbelievable. And it was believable because in San Francisco 2 weeks ago, I got attacked by seagulls. I was eating fish and chips. Seagull came right up to the table, took my fish right off the plate in front of me, and then attacked me and my girls. We were walking down the street after, like 10 of them came and like took the leftovers. And these seagulls don't play around. Poor Clam Chowder's got a bag of Whoppers. Yeah, Clam Chowder likes his burgers. Chowder's got a big bag of Whoppers. And, man, this big, fat seagull. This seagull's fat, too. Big, fat seagull. Chowder looked away for a minute, man. This seagull, like, took off with the bag and just basically shredded it in, like, 2 seconds. And literally, I saw the seagull had the whole patty in his mouth. Like the full Whopper patty, and just like in one gulp, like he crushed that thing faster than Cam Stewart could have. Yeah, I feel bad. I owe you a Whopper or two. We'll get you a Whopper. You got to watch out for the seagulls, man. Like I tell you, seagulls on the West Coast, they don't play around.
Oh, yeah, man. They were like, yeah, sharks.
Hey, great stuff, Chowder. Rest up, and we'll see you at the red card, Clam Chowder.
Okay, sounds good. So, let's all have a great amount of secret creamy sauce for the last time. Keep on Clam Chowdering. Feel the passion.
Feel the passion. The legendary Clam Chowder. How can you not love yourself some Clam Chowder? Say it, Chowder. Chowder. Say it. Chowder. Cam Newton, new quarterback of the New England Patriots. Interesting dynamic. And the show's just flown by. Is there any way we could just like do it all over again? Like life, can we hit the rewind button? Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage Late Night. It's been a wild week here on the program. Level one winding down right now. Last week, Mick Aussie crushed the AFL card. Absolutely destroyed it. But, you know, after destroying it, there's been a couple of losses out of the gate this week. So, you know, we'll see if he can get on track here. And I'll tell you what. We had a very good night in baseball. I think we ended up going 10-3 when it was all said and done. I got to check in when it was all said and done. We did very, very well with the baseball. So what do you got here, Mick? Fremantle and Great Western Sydney. Who's going to win? Minus 140, plus 115. Who do you have here?
Yeah. Take the Giants, mate, and take them. And Kev the tipster. I've gone to him this week for some extra advice. Kev the tipster says Giants by 25. I'm thinking maybe about 12 or something. Take the Giants on the minus. And look at these under overs, mate. Very interesting. This one, maybe the over. Be careful, though.
All right. You know what? I like I'm leaning with Great Western Sydney here myself. And you know what? You were right about Essendon the other night. We hit that. All right. Melbourne, the Demons, and St. Kilda. So this one, we got the Demons and the Saints. It's like the Holy Wars, Mick, of 2020. The Demons versus the Saints here.
Holy shit, mate. And guess what?
Who do you like, man?
Your mate there, Clam Chowder. Your mate Clam Chowder sitting in the background. He has a new Demons outfit thanks to Jesse, our photographer, graphics guy. I had the Demons early in the week, and I've changed my pick, mate. Take the Saints. Yes, I think the Saints are more reliable. They're both unreliable teams. Very important game, mate, in Alice Springs in the middle of Australia. All the natives will be there. Be awesome, mate.
All right, Mick Aussie with the pick. Stepping up and in. As we stated, we're going to be at the red card. Kicking it. Lay the minus 142 at the Toronto Raptors to win the series. Price is way too low. Lack of respect. Great job in the pit tonight. Other than that, you're on your own.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.